Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the second of 3 bonus episodes we're doing this month. I'm excited about this one. We often look at how to create multiple sources of income, but we almost never look at this question of how do you keep up with them? How do you track or keep up with money coming in from different places, different sources, different income streams? Well, I should say first that keeping up with these multiple sources of income, it's kind of like paying taxes when you're well off, or if your business takes off in a way, it's a good problem to have. Okay, it's a good problem to have. Like, you'd rather have this problem than the opposite one of having, you know, no sources of income to track or no taxes to pay. But still, once you reach the point of, you know, having more money coming in or having it coming in from different sources, you do need to actually do something about it. And for me, I gotta say, like, I have always found it supremely motivating, sometimes even irrationally motivating, to get paid in different ways. It's a big part of the motivation behind, you know, why I'm making this show and why I'm putting forward this message, you know, every day about creating, you know, a new source of income to have more freedom and security. But when I said irrationally motivating, I was thinking back a number of years ago, gosh, this probably goes back almost a decade, and I was working on 2 projects. I was building out a course, a pretty detailed online course that had a lot of different modules and components to it. So that was a big project. And I was also setting up some Amazon affiliate links in a few different places on one of my websites. Now, the online course, like I said, that was a big project. It eventually went on to do more than $100,000 in sales. And the Amazon links brought in about $200 to $300 a month. The thing is, I was just as excited about the $200 to $300 a month. In fact, in some ways, I was more excited about that because it was new. I was like, oh, I've never done this before. I've made some courses before, but I've never actually had, you know, this thing happen. So it is probably good to have some perspective there, you know, and focus on the thing that actually makes a lot more money. But still, you know, having those multiple sources of income is just fun and rewarding and just makes you feel pretty good. Still, I had this problem of like, how do I actually keep up with it all? So for a long time, I created and used a simple Excel spreadsheet to track at a really basic level, like what was happening each month from, you know, the online course, the Amazon stuff, you know, everything else I was doing. I had different rows and columns for different projects. And I looked forward to going into it every month and, you know, spending a few minutes to update. So this spreadsheet, I should mention, by the way, is not a substitute for a tool like QuickBooks. And I do appreciate QuickBooks partnering with us on this episode. But fortunately, our editorial is completely independent of advertising. So I can say that their tools are comprehensive and very helpful. But the spreadsheet at the time for me was just a simple way to see these month-to-month changes. And it really made a difference. It took about 10 minutes to set up and another 5 minutes or so each month to maintain. So where is that spreadsheet, you ask? Well, I'll give it to you, at least if you want it. Just go to sidehustleschool.com/spreadsheet, and it should direct you to the right page, sidehustleschool.com/spreadsheet. This is free, by the way, nothing for sale behind the curtain. And whether you want that spreadsheet or not, here are a few quick tips for tracking and growing your business. Because ultimately, it's not just about tracking. It's ultimately about how can you use this information to grow your business. So let's dive in, at least after this quick message from our sponsor. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. So, number one, make sure your side hustle income is coming into a dedicated bank account. Pretty simple step as well, but pretty critical, especially as your business grows. It makes everything easier in terms of tax planning, but also in terms of just creating some separation, you know, from your personal life and whatever that business is. Number two, if you are using the spreadsheet method, update it once a month. Again, it's very easy. It doesn't take long. And whether you use that method or something else, every month, do a quick little review so you have a general understanding of the state of your business. You don't need to know everything. You don't need all the details. You just need to look and see, okay, here's kind of the bottom line. Here's something I need to pay attention to next month. And since I don't have a lot of time, you know, what are those few things I can do that are going to make a difference so that the next time I come back to this process, I'm going to see some improvement? Which leads us to number three, the final tip, which is to remember the one thing rule. The one thing rule is every day do one thing to grow your business, not just operate your business. Another way to think of it is every day do one thing to work on the business, not just in the business. This could include tasks like product development, writing a sales email, creating a new offer, or anything similar. The key is actively moving in the direction of what brings revenue to your business, not just more things to do, because we all have plenty of things to do. You don't need more things to do. You need to find the right things that are going to increase your income. For example, I recently started working on a new course that I will be revealing soon. We're using messaging to deliver the content, like SMS messaging. So it's an interesting process to be working in a new medium. So every day I have to kind of remind myself, you know, actively choose to make this a priority, or else I just end up doing, you know, all the other things that come across my desk. And so I'm trying, you know, to fight the good fight along with you in doing more of what matters. So I encourage you to do one thing every day that's going to make a tangible difference going forward, so that when you do go back to that review process in a month or however long, you can look and say, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I chose to invest in myself in this way, which, by the way, next week, we're going to look at the topic of how to buy stock in yourself. This was the second of three bonus episodes brought to you by Intuit. It is tax season. They do want you to know about the QuickBooks suite of tools that can help you be more successful. So I appreciate them. Thank you, Intuit. You can learn more at QuickBooks.com. And you can also get that free bonus tracking spreadsheet if you'd like. That one is from me, not QuickBooks. You can use that to keep up with your income coming in from different sources. That is at SideHustleSchool.com/spreadsheet. Thanks so much for listening today.